You may be seated. I'll give you a prophecy that will help you during these times. My wife and I were sitting waiting on the service. I had my hand open and praying, getting ready for this service. My son was out opening the service, and the Lord spoke these words to me. Thus said the Lord, it is a golden time, son. It is a golden time, son. And I said to him, what do you mean it is a golden time? It is a time when it seemed like nothing should be happening. But many good things, many hidden things, many manifestation and many demonstration are being released now. It's time to arise. Get ready to arise. It's time to rise. What a word for a time to do. You go over that, meditate there. That's come fresh from heaven. We're going to open our Bibles tonight in the book of Galatians. I want to read a little bit. I want to deal with racism again tonight. The Lord, like he lead me. Moving in faith properly. Is the only answer for man-made racism. Faith caused you to leave it. Faith caused you to live bigger than it. Faith caused you to live above it. Faith opened your eyes and see that it don't even exist. Let me give it to you again. Moving in faith properly is the only answer for man-made racism. In Galatians chapter 5, verse 1, stand fast therefore in the liberty wherewith Christ has made us free. Glory to God. Say it again. Christ has made us free. Glory to God. No man can take that from you. And being not entangled again with the yoke of bondage. You see, that's why I had to say, matter of fact, I looked at it this afternoon before I left. It's on the screen now. It's on air now. That I spoke to so-called black men and so-called white men. That I'm not a black man. I'm not a colored man. I'm not a Negro. I'm not a nigger and I'm not a slave. I'm a man. You're not a honky. You're not a white man. You're not a honky. You're not a cracker. You're not a redneck. You're not a poor white trash. You're a man. And I think that there are no superiority. There's no inferiority. It's what you make of your life. It doesn't matter the texture or the color of your skin. It's what you understand in the spirit. And all the things that faith and love can accomplish, nobody can stop it. I just want you to read these two chapters, 1 Corinthians chapter 13 and Hebrews chapter 11. If you can't make it from there, that don't even bother me no more. Don't even come talk to me no more. Those two chapters, you get those two chapters to understand all the things they accomplished in Hebrews chapter 11 was accomplished by faith. All the things that were accomplished was accomplished in 1 Corinthians 13. It was accomplished by love. I gave you those three words to settle things. As a Christian, the church is the only one got the answer. Yes, sir. You understand? Yes, sir. Yeah. The government don't have the answer for this. Psychology does not have the answer. Man laws does not have the answer. It's the love of God, compassion, and forgiveness. That's the answer for all men. Yes, sir. Yeah, for all men. Because on both sides, a lot of stuff been built up over the years, but the Holy Ghost is the only one can clear this thing up. Are you with me? Yes, now, as we read the scriptures, I want you to understand there's a freedom and a bondage. There's a freedom and a bondage. Now, bondage on the outside can't stand up to freedom on the inside. Who heard me? Bondage on the outside can't stand up to freedom on the inside. And when faith is working properly, Faith is working in a thing called T-R-U-T-H, truth. And truth said, and truth operating, and truth manifesting, spells F-R-E-E-D-O-M, freedom. When the truth sets you free, it sets you free from inside out. So circumstances and situation and things that arise cannot touch a man or woman who know how to function in the identity. Oh, the identity, not the identity of a lie, but in the identity of the truth. The church been too solid, too quiet, too ignorant, too asleep to understand she is the only answer. Paul, help us in his voice, in these verses, stand fast therefore in the liberty. Underline that word liberty. Well, we're Christian, which Christ have made us free, underline free, and be not untangled again with the yoke of bondage, underline bondage. Liberty, free, and then that a yoke of bondage. Jesus already told us in Matthew 11:27, to come unto him and take on his yoke. All right, the second verse says, behold, I, Paul, say unto you that if you be circumcised, Christ shall profit you nothing. Now, what he talking about here? He's talking about a flesh move. A flesh move. All right? He says a flesh move bring no profit from Christ. All right? Now, oh, my goodness. Third verse. For I testify again to every man that is circumcised that he is a debtor to the whole law. Watch what he's going to do now. Verse 4. Christ has become of no effect unto you as long as you're operating in the flesh. Whosoever of you are justified by the law or the flesh, you've fallen from grace. For we through the Spirit wait for the hope of righteousness by what? Grace. By faith. Now look at verse 6, it deals with racism. Man-made racism is in the flesh. Yes, sir. It's in the unrenewed mind. Mm-hmm. It's nothing to fight physically about. Right. It's to fight the good fight of faith, where you can step into the liberty and the reality and the revelation and the illumination of God. Are y'all listening to me? Yes, now notice with me now, first, verse 6 will cross us over from flesh to the spirit. For in Jesus Christ, neither circumcision, that's flesh, availeth anything, nor uncircumcision, that's flesh, but faith, which worketh by love. Now turn with me to James chapter 1. Let's go there a minute. James chapter 1. And I want to deal with... there's a hidden wisdom, there's an ordained wisdom that God wants us to function in that cannot be stopped by no man, no circumstances, no committee, no group, no devilish plan can't stop it. It's too far anointed. It's too far ahead of it. It's beyond the cross. It's beyond, it's grace, it's mercy. It's God's goodness. It can't be stopped. And we have to know this. So there in James, verse chapter 1, and you can read it, it talks about a whole lot of things. Verse 5, if any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God, that giveth to all men, that a word is again, liberally, and upbraideth not, and he says it shall be given to him, right? Yes. But then he says in verse 6, you see, racism is double-mindedness. Your real mind is taken from you and you're given a substitute all over on the news media, in the paper, on radio, in movies. They're projecting, they're working on your mind. But when you're walking in revelation, your mind is revelation and renewed minds is what is the answer to man-made demonic racism. So it says in verse 6, but let him ask in faith, nothing wavering. Believe God can do it.
Yes.
For he that waveth is like a wave of the sea with the wind and tossed. For let not that man think, see, that he shall receive anything of the Lord. Now, when we look at that, and I want to read my text now. Because my text brings out a true call, the I am identity. When a Christian have a revelation and begin to walk in by faith in the I am identity, anything anybody tell them shortcut them, they're too late, they're already there. Yeah, see, Christ walked in his I am identity. And it's so important that I read this, then I'm going to start one after another, start giving you things to clarify. Matter of fact, let's mark Matthew 16, 18 through 20, and then mark John 14, 9 through 14, then pick up the 21st and the 25th verses. I might not get to them, but you and the Father are one. When you're getting your real identity, you and your Father is one. And I bet you better not call the Father a nigger, and you better not call the Father a honky. You'd be in major trouble.
Yes, sir.
But when you call me one, you're calling the Father one.
Yes, sir.
Especially if I know.
Yeah.
See, especially if I know. And I got some news for you. You got your ears open? I know.
Yeah.
See, by revelation. See, a man walking by revelation and a man walking by reason are two different men.
Come on.
See, reason season end when revelation shows up. Because revelation take over.
That's right.
And then, listen now, listen, tonight, all opinion die.
Yeah.
Because dominion take over.
Yes, sir.
See, a man who walk in revelation don't walk in opinion. Are y'all listening to me out there? You see, I want you to understand that God got you on air. Yeah, God got you out here. God wants you not walking in other men's opinion. He wants you to walk in his dominion. Christ came to bring us dominion. The Holy Spirit came to bring us dominion. The Word of God is our dominion. Not dominion over one another, dominion over the enemy. We all must work together. No matter who you are, you're Indian, Japanese, Chinese, we walk together because we're all one in Christ. And it's not by circumcision, it's by revelation. So as we look here, yeah, I got to read it. Turn to Matthew because we'll miss the whole thing if we don't. You see, if you keep guessing about your identity, or if you keep asking other people who you are, you'll never become who you are. All right, let me say that again now. If you keep got to go to somebody else that they got to clarify who you are, yeah, you're not going to know who you are. Jesus showed us how that go. You see, the only answer now, my brothers and sisters of all walks of life, the only answer is revelation. Revelation rules, regulate, and redeem. All right? Now, in this text in Matthew, we've heard it preached, but we've never heard it preached like it's going to be preached tonight. Yeah, we've heard it. Matthew 16. And Jesus, my goodness. In verse 15. Now, I want you, class, tonight, as I teach you in this master class of faith, I want you tonight to understand your identity from Christ, not from crisis, not from critics, but from Christ himself. Let the Word of God speak to you tonight as a revelation, and reason and opinions are over. Slander, name calling is over. It's over for the media. Now, I don't care who it is. I don't care if it's a movie star. I don't care who it is. I remember they remind me many years ago, I watched Guess Who Coming to Dinner. And I remember that line that Sidney Poitier, it was Sidney Poitier. That was a girl of another color. He's supposed to be a white girl. He's supposed to be a black man, how men have set it up. We're all human, you know what I'm saying? But his daddy and the girl daddy, they were all upset because they thought they were doing the wrong thing. And so Sidney talked to his daddy privately. And his daddy was all upset. Boy, you don't know what you're doing. And then the maid was upset. She was a woman. She had all mixed up. She was upset. In the movie, I'm talking about. But Sidney said to his daddy, he said, "Daddy, the only thing different between you and I, you see yourself as a black man. I see myself as a man." Yeah. 8 years ago, Morgan Freeman, you know of him. He's talking to a Jewish guy. And the Jewish guy, he was telling him about black history. And Morgan Freeman said, "I don't want no black history." He said, "Do you want any white history?" The man got nothing. The man said, "Well, no, I'm a Jew." He said, "Do you want a Jewish history, Mark, then?" He said, "No, I don't want none." He said, "I don't want none either, then. Me either. You understand that? You understand that? Get that monkey off your back. Get that monkey off your back. Now, notice this here. In Matthew 16, see, you can't fight me because I'm preaching for everybody. See, I'm not. This is not a one side. The gospel is not a one side gospel. Jesus, the Bible said, "For God so loved the world, He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believe in Him." You see, it wasn't no creed or race. Whosoever believe in Him. So I can't preach to black folks. I got to preach to the world. I got to preach to all men. I got to preach. I got Indians follow me and all kind of people. I got to preach to them. And they must listen, get from under the Indian disguise, how they try to treat you, and just be a woman and just be a man. You see, now some can't turn that loose because they got a hold of that more than they got a hold of Christ. They got a hold of that more than they got a hold of the spirit. They got a hold of the flesh more than they're fighting for the flesh more than they're fighting in the spirit. So the Lord want to change this thing tonight and set you free and see yourself in the mirror of God's word. Stop looking in the physical mirror. Look in the word. He said, my word is a lamp to your feet and a light to your path. Are you following me? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. In Matthew 16 now, watch this. Verse 13. When Jesus came into the coast of Caesarea Philippi, He asked His disciples, saying, now He's just going to ask this now. He already knew who He was. Yeah. Whom do men say that I, the Son of Man, am? Now that doesn't matter to Him what they say. See, when you know who you are, you can check on it. You know, you say, "You're a nigger, you're a honky." No, it don't matter what you say. I already know who I am.
That's powerful.
See, I just asked you to find out how ignorant you are. See, when you come to that point, I feel the Holy Ghost. When you come to that point in your life, God, see, this epidemic causing this revelation.
That's right.
Come on.
God working on more than one thing. He working on your health. He working on your wealth. And He working on your dignity, your freedom. And He working on the church to rise up, get out of these four walls, singing them songs and not doing nothing. Break down this thing and let that power in the street. Oh, my. I got to get to this, man. So when Jesus came into the coast of Caesarea Philippi, asked His disciples, saying, "Whom do men say that I, the Son of Man, am?" I can't get past this because it's so powerful in that verse, because that verse is a man who know who he is asking what others saying. Yeah. He didn't say, "Now I'm going to accept what they say." They might have said Jesus was a nigger or a honky. But he didn't accept. He wasn't going to accept it no way. He knew he wasn't no nigga. He knew he wasn't no honky. He said, "Oh, man, you playing with God?" "No, I'm putting it down here now. I'm putting it down now on the dresser where you better take your hair and better comb your hair with this, baby. Because God is now opening this thing up for you to see this thing And understand, we need to look in the mirror of the word and stop looking in the other mirror and making ourselves something we're not. And get out that mirror, that natural mirror. And the 14th verse said, and they say, some say that thou John the Baptist, some Elijah, and others, three opinions, Jeremiah, or one of the prophets. Now, you know what? People are trying to build you up on one end and kill you on the other end. So Jesus never got excited about being no Jeremiah because he wasn't Jeremiah. See, they'll try to build you. Sometimes your enemy will try to build you up, give you a name, say, well, you all right. No, I mean, we all right. He said unto them, but whom do ye say that I am? All right, we're going to another level here now. But who you say I am? See, now, revelation about to come. Revelation about to come of who you are. Are you listening? And Simon Peter answered and said, thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. Now, my humanism and my spiritualism is revealing this voice. I know who I am. I'm a man. But I'm a man of God. You see? That's my revelation. I'm a man. You're a woman. And you're a woman of God. I don't care what color you are. You're a woman of God. And see yourself when you go to the supermarket, don't let the other person's eye determine who you are. Don't let the other point and attitude determine who you are. Know who you are. Walk it out. I don't know why God gave me these assignments. You know, I was going to mind my own business and all. I want you to teach on it again tonight. I said, yes, sir. Well, I ain't going to get fired, to tell you the truth. And they, all right, so verse 15, he said unto them, but whom say ye that I am? And Simon Peter answered and said, now if they'd have said something, it wouldn't have made no difference because he knew who he was. Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. Now I'm hearing God. I'm hearing the Spirit of God says now, always keep a revelation from God with you who you are. No matter where you go from this day, no matter how people act, nobody say, always keep a revelation, no matter how people look at you, always keep a revelation from God, even this sermon tonight, of who you are. I'm a child of the living God. I'm a human being. And so Simon got revelation, and Jesus in the 17th verse answered unto him, blessed art thou, Simon, but John, for flesh and blood. Is she? Oh, my goodness. But flesh and blood. So how we let flesh and blood all these years determine who we are? For flesh and blood has not revealed it unto thee. But I believe I go with the Father. How many of y'all going with the Father? I believe I go with what the Father say. I don't care what nobody else say. They just shut up. It don't make no difference to me no more. But my Father, which is in heaven. And I say unto thee that thou art Peter, and upon this rock I'll build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. And I'll give unto thee the keys of the kingdom of heaven. And whatsoever thou shalt bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. Isn't that something? You can't even use your key right if you don't know who you are. Stop knocking on another man's door. Use the key. Spend time with God. Get revelation, and God will show you some things. All right, now class, let me take you through some things here that the Holy Spirit is the only one qualified to overrule racism for all men. The Holy Spirit is the only one qualified. That's why we never got over this stuff. All right? You have to come to spiritual revelation of who you are. You have to come to spiritual revelation of who you are. The text proved that, right? Did the text prove that? Uh-huh. And that, the word is written there, authority and dominion become yours when you come to revelation of who you are and who you are in Christ. The second point that I want to pinpoint here, it doesn't matter who others say you are. We got that in Jesus' text, you know. It doesn't matter who others say you are. That's opinion. So what you've been walking in, dominion of opinion. A lot of time in my life, a long time in my life, I walked in opinion. Oh, I was fight. I mean, you ain't gonna talk down to them. I would fight physically. But that don't win nothing here. That gets you shot.
That's right.
Yep. See? No, you got to see you revelation, dominion. No revelation, opinion. All right? Keep thinking and saying the right things about yourself until a realization dawn on you in manifestation and demonstration, I am. Let me get it again. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. How I preach myself happy. Listen to this. Keep thinking and saying the right things about yourself until a realization dawn on you in manifestation and demonstration, I am. I am. Say it, I am.
I am.
See, I am. Your I am identity identify you with the Father, and you be exactly what the Father wants you to be.
That's right.
Jesus asked this question to activate revelation. He already knew who he was. Do you see that? Now, the question is asked in my notes here for the body of Christ tonight, and I'm preaching to all men of all walks of life, all colors. Do you know who you are by the Spirit of God? And I have to say something that will not be said. It had not been said. The so-called black man, black woman, is cursed by inferiority that man put on him. The so-called white man and white woman are cursed by superiority. The Lord don't like neither one of them. And there are some places and some things that we've been trying to do by prayer, both on all people, that God is not paying no attention to, because if you permit yourself to walk under that curse, it hinders your walk with God.
That's right.
See, Jesus, when he's talking about faith, he says in Romans 12:3, don't think more highly of yourself than you ought to think, but I shared with you, he was telling us something else. Think highly, but don't think more highly.
Yes, sir.
So Jesus kept saying, I am. So the key word that I want you to tuck under your belt is identity. Know your identity. Know your identity. Know this I am identity from Galatians 2:20 and 21. No, it is a grace identity. It is not a race. It's not a race identity. It's a grace identity. We've been living on the race when we should have been living on the grace. Go to Galatians 2:20. I'm crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ lives in me. In the life that I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. You see that? And then the next verse says, I will not frustrate the grace of God with race. So here's what the Lord is calling from. Moving in faith properly is the only answer for racism, because it released grace. And so we've been living by race when we should be living by grace. I'm a grace liver, me.
Yeah.
I'm living by God's grace. Yeah, you ask me, what's your race? No, I'm going to say, you want to know my grace? My grace is I'm just like you. That's grace, man. You see, don't let no one from this night forward rob you of your grace space. Write that down. Don't let nothing done, said, nothing you hear, let nothing rob you from your grace space. It's paid for on an old rugged cross. The grace, and let us therefore come boldly, Hebrews 4:16, to the throne of grace where we can find mercy and grace to help in the time of need. That's what we need here. We need mercy and we need grace flowing. Hold your grace space. What I say? What you got, Galatians 2:20, 21? The God kind of faith will destroy all man-made racism. That what does not feed your life energy, crush it at the root. Then declare what you want. Got it? Got it? The answer to all racism is the revelation of the God kind of faith. Mark 11, you see, Jesus cursed that fig tree at the root. Tonight, I cuss and curse racism at the root. Yes, I cuss it and curse it at the root in the name of Jesus. To hell with racism. I curse it at the root in the name of Jesus. Jesus cursed that fig tree. He cursed it at the root because it wasn't produced nothing. What have this produced for you? And you walk around here with all this authority arguing about who you are and trying to get somebody to tell you who you are. Curse the doggone thing. You ready for this? This is so simple. The Lord showed it to me, you know, because I'm not all that smart. I just yield to the Holy Ghost, you see. God said he hadn't chosen many wise men to send out. He chose men of infirmity to send so they can yield to him. I know I'll fall on my face. He wasn't here. But this is what he said to me. Racism came from the world system man made. Didn't come from me. And this is what you must understand to hold your head up high and walk under the river. All men of all. Look at Psalm 24:1. The earth is the Lord and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. You see that? And then notice John 3:16. For God so loved the world, he loved the world, he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever. See what we did with these words? Believe in him should not perish. No, man labored man. That man may labor for him. One get rich and the other one get poor. That's why I talked about, I've been preaching to my wife to her more than 27 years, 25 years on money coming. And then people don't pay no attention to it. And you got people, I got a letter on my desk right now. Lady sent $12,000. Lady said her business went off the hook just by sewing and listening to what I'm preaching. And they don't want to pay no attention. God said it, Jeff, pandemic. You need some money now, right? Shh. Some of my brothers and churches are in trouble now. Leroy talking about that money. I ain't Leroy talking about that money. God sent me here to minister about wealth and prosperity. Ain't on Leroy. Where you get that mess from? Then 2 Corinthians 5:21. It's one of the scriptures God first got on me about when he was teaching me this. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, must be got a category there. Must be got something. For God so loved the world, he loved the world. No, we must have got to split us up, Lord. You can't do all the same thing for all of us. Therefore, if any man, any woman be in Christ, he's a new creature. Old things pass away and behold all. Any man. Oh my goodness. And then note this. A lot of scripture, but note this. I got to use a lot of scripture because the axe had to cut down the trees. Notice this. Now, I want you to hear it because y'all been hearing it religiously. But I want you to hear it now by revelation. I am redeemed from the curse of the law. Segregation is a curse of the law. Galatians chapter 3, verse 13, we can't pass that, and 14. I am redeemed from the curse of the law. Segregation is a curse of the law. It's Satan's hand behind it. But the Bible said Christ, whoo, thank God for Christ. Christ has past tense, I'm redeemed. I ain't got to wait till I get to heaven. Redeem us from the curse of the law, any other curse. How? Being made a curse for us, for it's written. And you know, I got him bagging me up. He up there too, you know.
That's right.
Yeah, you know the love of God up here and the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the communion of the Holy Ghost. They know they're all three of them here standing up here with me, right?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I got backup. Yeah, I wouldn't come here by myself talking like this. I got backup. I got backup nobody can mess with.
That's right.
I got backup. I got backup who can tear Pharaoh down. Oh, yeah, Pharaoh thought he had it. And see, Moses went out there and tried to do it himself and kill that man. But God said, no, I don't want you to do it like this. I want you to go in the I am understanding. I am sending. And he said, I'm going to do the rest. He said, he told Moses in Exodus 7, I'll make you a god to Pharaoh.
That's what he said.
Don't tell me we can't get out. Don't tell me you can't be free. Then, my sister and brother, I'm going to close in a minute. Reclaiming your identity from God's point of view. Y'all need to write that down because this is some powerful stuff. Reclaiming your identity from God's point of view. Stop letting man give you your identity through television.
Come on.
Over the internet. You can't give me my identity. I already got it. Reclaim, I'm going to give you a scripture. Reclaiming your identity from God's point of view. John 1:12. But as many as receive him, to them give he the power to become the sons of God. Hallelujah, I'm a son of God. You must live by faith. You must live by faith. When you get your soul out of prison, your body will be out. Now, I've been preaching about almost 40 minutes, 40 or 50 minutes. I'm going to preach the second sermon here. Faith closes the door of racism and opens the door of reality. Romans 1, 16 and 17, Hebrews 12, 1, 2. Now, I'm going to use about 40 or 50 scriptures tonight. It looks like it. Fear. Fanning. You like your faint in life? Fanning. Failure. Foolishness. Must be replaced by faith. Fretting not. And following only Christ. Now I want, here's your homework as I close. Here's your homework. Psalm 37 is your homework. There are 12, 13, 14 things you need to see. I'm going to read a few of them right quick. Things that you're going to have to implement in your life tonight. Number one, fret not thyself. Psalm 37. I'm not going to read it, but fret not yourself. Fret not thyself. Number two, be not envious. Number three, trust in the Lord. No, he used to sing a song. I will trust in the Lord. Trust in the Lord. Till I die. And I'm going to trust the Lord right now.
Yes. Amen.
Trust in the Lord. Delight thyself, all you're going to find all in the psalm. Delight thyself in the Lord. Commit thy way unto the Lord. He goes, they say, rest in the Lord. Then the number seven I got here, cease from anger. We've been angry. See, anger is for a reason. Anger causes you where you can't think. Anger make you jump on every little issue and point your finger. You need to sit back. Oh my goodness. Catch my phone off my desk in my office. Forsake wrath. I want you to point that out in Psalm 37th Psalm. It also says, wait on the Lord. It says, continue in meekness. All that's in the 37th Psalm. The 37th Psalm is a racism freedom psalm. Delight yourself in the abundance of peace. The steps of a good man is ordered by the Lord. Depart from evil. The Lord shall help him. You're going to find all that in that psalm, and I recommend you for a while to read that psalm every day and mark your Bible with that psalm. Mark your Bible with that psalm. There was something that my wife and I were sitting down, something came up and I saw it and I put it down. And I'm going to close with this. Listen to me carefully, because this has been a downfall. Please don't live distracted. That's one of the problems. You get distracted. Now, all life matters to me. And I know that there are some people who have lost a loved one, and my love is there for them. But don't get erratic and start doing a lot of crazy things, because it's the enemy is putting you in a race war. And you're not thinking. Please don't live distracted. When you see something on TV, somebody said, boy, you know about this? Don't get all this stuff and start arguing and saying a lot of stuff. Wait on what the Lord tells you. Don't get upset by every racism issue. It is a trap to stop your progress.
That's powerful.
That's right. I'm going to read it to you one more time now. And I'm talking to all mankind. Please don't live distracted. Don't get upset by every racism issue. It is a trap to stop your progress. See, never let racism override revelation. And I believe that the way God got me preaching, when he said, it's a golden time, son. It's a golden time, son. What do you mean, God, is a golden time? It's a time when it seems like nothing should be happening, but many good things, many hidden things, many manifestations, and many demonstrations are being released now. It's time to arise. Get ready to arise. It's time to arise. Thank God. Thank God.